Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To everything, there will be God. Had enough time. Will ever be turned by.
God has.
God has already designed.
So you gotta keep moving.
Acts, the 27th chapter, we're reading, starting at the 19th verse, catching you up to the 19th verse, that Paul was sailing to Italy and went through different coastal areas and was going to Crete and find themselves in and out of tempests and storms and bad weather. The Bible says there was tumultuous wind called Euryclidon. Amen. It said that they were not able to bear in the winds. So they went and tried to drive it head on. And when they found themselves in a place where the wind was seeming to die down, they sailed out even more. But they found themselves at a particular place where it says that on the 19th day, excuse the 19th chapter, 19th verse, and that their third day were cast out with our hands, attacking the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. All hope that we should be saved was gone. Amen. Sometimes we find ourselves in a position or a place where it seems that we've weathered many storms, that we have endured many winds, that we have allowed the rain to fall on us, and we still stood. Amen. But when we continue to look for hope or a glimmer of light, we find that there is yet another tempest that's on the way. There is yet another tumultuous storm that is coming toward us. And, amen, as these men begin to say, sometimes we feel in our natural selves that all hope is gone for anything that is going on in our lives to be saved. Sometimes we find ourselves, amen, throwing in the towel. Amen, right at the verge of our victory, praise the Lord. We find ourselves in a position where we feel like we cannot go any further, even though we know the finish line is not far from us. Many people give up prematurely. Many people throw in the towel before the fight is over. Many people turn and go the other way before they see that the direction that they were in is where God wanted them to be. And so here we have, amen, Paul, on this particular boat with these men of God and these men that were following after, going wherever they needed to go. But Paul had a revelation. The Bible says in the 21st verse that, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, as they have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me in this night an angel of God, of whose I am and of whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good courage, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told unto me. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love when the messenger of God gives it to me straight. Praise the Lord. No sugar and no cream. And Paul told them to be of good cheer, be of good courage, be cheerful, cheer up, lift up your hung down head. Don't lose hope. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up just yet. God has spoken a word. Sometimes that's all we need is a word from God, praise the Lord. Sometimes we're in the midst of a situation that seems like it's overwhelmed and we cannot take any more, and then God has sent his messenger to let us know that everything is going to be all right. But I wanted to check and look at something here in the 21st verse. It says, but after long abstinence, praise the Lord. After a long fast, after a long time of abstaining from things that were pleasurable to his body, Paul stood. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Bible begins to let us know, according to the word of God out of Jesus' mouth, that some things only come to pass by fasting and praying. Some things you're not going to be able to talk out. Some things you're not going to be able to work out. Some things you're not going to be able to think out. But there's some things that we can do when we fast and pray that we can't do no other way or no other time. So the Bible says that after a long abstinence, that Paul stood forth in the midst of them and began to prophesy to them, to let them know that everything was going to be all right, to let them know to be of good courage, to let them know that they can count it all joy, that when they're going through diverse and tempestuous times, that God has a word for the life. And he told them, an angel, amen, of God stood with me. Of whose I am, I'm God's child, praise the Lord. And an angel stood and he said that everything is going to be all right. Why? Because Paul, you need to go before Caesar. See, before your purpose is finished, before your race is won, before you have the victory, God is going to let no harm or danger come to you. You have purpose in your life. You have things that God wants you to accomplish in this life. You have a path that God has chosen out. And until that thing is finished, if you are his and you stay under his will, they shall come to pass. I don't care what's coming against you. I don't care how many trials are in your life. I don't care how many setbacks you had. I was listening to this particular entrepreneur, amen, the one that formed FUBU, Forbes Buyers Clothing Line, and he said that before he got a yes, praise the Lord, that he'd been turned down by over 200 banks for his idea, and now he's a multi-millionaire and able to live to other entrepreneurs that want their dreams to come to pass. So you can't tell me that God is not a great big God. I don't care how many doors have been shut in your face. I don't care how many no and decline letters that you got in the mail. I don't even care if you seem to be qualified for that position. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who's able to raise their hand against you? The Bible says that the heart of the king is in God's hand, and he can turn it any way that he wants. God can give you favor where there is no way that you can get that job. He can give you favor with the boss just because you went to the mailroom and y'all met up and struck up a conversation about things smaller. Don't tell me that God can't do it. Don't tell me that God can't make a way. Don't tell me that God cannot shape and mold when he's the creator of all things and he himself comes from nothing and is made of nothing. One thing about God in this particular situation, all they had was God's word. All they had was God's promise that the angel had given up to Paul. That's all they had. But Paul had to know something. It's going to require your faith as well. Because he said that everyone that stays with the ship should not be lost. And the Bible goes on to say, as they begin to sail out, amen, that they begin to go forward toward a shore, and then Paul got some bread, praise the Lord, and he begins to break bread. Now, they had ate up to this time, and this shows you how much trust that he had in God. They begin to break bread, and as they broke bread, he begins to feed it to them, and they ate. And he said, be of good cheer. On 14th day, God is going to give us an island that we're going to be able to go on for safety. And when he ate that bread, the Bible says that after they had finished eating and made a good cheer, celebrating that, they threw all of their vitals over out of the ship. They threw them over and out of the ship. Why? Because they trusted God that they were going to be saved in that hour. And the Bible says that if the ship begins to go and the things begin to go on, then it begins to break up. And as the boat was breaking up, he still encouraged them, be of good cheer. Don't give in. Don't lose heart. Don't faint. Don't get weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you do not faint. And so therefore it broke up, and he said, I tell you what God has given me. He said, everybody that can swim, glory to God. My God said, thank God for meeting us exactly where we are. Some of us are great scholars of the Bible, praise the Lord. Some of us know the word of God. Some of us have faith that seems to be immeasurable. But I thank God that God meets us where we are. He said, those that can swim to shore. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and cast yourself out and swim to the shore. Praise the Lord. Those that are not able to swim, amen, just grab you a piece of the broken ship. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but every once in a while, when God begins to test me, amen, even though I've gotten to the other side, sometimes it wasn't because I was swimming. Sometimes it wasn't because I was so strong, but I just hold it on to his own changing hand. I just grabbed a piece of the board of life, praise the Lord, and began to paddle in, praise God. Some people maybe have to dog be proud to get in. But whatever you have to do to stay afloat, don't lose hope. Don't allow your situation to take you over. Don't be in a place or position where you just stop swimming and you find yourself going under. Grab a hold to that piece of hope. The Bible says that our faith is like a mustard seed. We just get a little bit of it, it'll begin to grow and manifest, and we put it in God's hand. And so it says that when they were all there of good cheer, and they all took that meat and they ate it and drank it, and it said, and when all of them were there in the ship, all of them, 276 souls, they were all saved. They were all delivered. They were all able to go out and do what God had called him to do in that last evil days. I believe that God wants us to know something today. He wants to show us that even though it seems, excuse me, that the very thing that we're dependent on is broken up, that financial blessing that you thought was going to change your life, well, it's not there anymore. Sometimes those people that you thought were a rock that you can stand on and call on any time that you needed them, and they're not there anymore. Sometimes it's your favorite verse, amen, that you would be able to say in the most darkest of your hours, but that verse doesn't do it for you the way it used to. God wants to give you a new word. God wants to speak to your heart today. He wants to let you know, amen, that if you stay with him, you shall lose nothing in life. He said, and the rest, some of them on boards, some of them on broken pieces of ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped, all of them, safe to the land. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you for this opportunity. It's Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, New Season Ministry. Take this word and hide it deep in your heart, that the world not sin against you, but that we do what God has called us to do. We love and bless you. Have a wonderfully blessed day.